Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast where we discuss everything related to emotional support animals in Arizona. In today's episode, we will discuss ESA laws in Arizona. Keep on listening till the end of the episode as I'll share some important facts related to these laws at the end of this episode. Some of you might be wondering what ESA laws are. ESA laws are a set of rules and regulations passed by the government of Arizona to protect ESA and ESA owners from discrimination. While living with an emotional support animal, a person has to face a lot of difficulties, like there are some properties where no pets are allowed. In that kind of situation, it may become difficult to live without ESA. To solve this kind of problem, ESA laws are passed. Let's take a look at which ESA laws are valid in Arizona. The first one is ESA housing law. This law is passed to protect an ESA owner from landlord discrimination. According to this law, a person who is facing mental health issues can live with ESA in a rental property even if there are no pets allowed. The house owners can't refuse to keep ESA on their property and they can't charge extra pet charges from an ESA owner. One thing an ESA owner must keep in mind is that your ESA should be well behaved. If your landlord can deny your request to live with ESA if ESA causes any harm to property or neighbors. Another one is employment law. This law applies to service dogs only. A person can ask his boss or HR if he can bring his ESA into the workplace. If they allow it, then a person can bring ESA into the office. One thing a person should keep in mind is that to get the benefits of these laws, an ESA letter is needed. An ESA letter acts as proof that a person is using ESA for mental health benefits. I hope this episode was helpful for you all to understand ESA laws in Arizona. Stay tuned for more updates.